Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Fine, doing fine.
Good. Today we're going to talk about my medications. No, I'm only kidding, but we're going to talk about antipsychotic medications, and particularly a group of antipsychotic medications that most of us have come in contact with called the atypical antipsychotics. This is a group of drugs that was introduced about a decade ago. The term atypical refers to medications that produce minimal extrapyramidal side effects when they're given at clinically effective doses. They have a low propensity to cause a tardive dyskinesia, and they treat both positive and negative signs of schizophrenia. The typical agents currently available include all of the usuals. I'm going to use the trade names because those are the ones that we're most familiar with. They include risperidone, Zyprexa, Clozaril, Seroquel, Abilify, and others. These drugs have largely now replaced traditional agents as first-line agents. Of interest, toxic exposures and fatalities are common with these kinds of drugs. In 2003, 32,000 toxic exposures and 72 deaths. 2004, that number had increased to 38,000 toxic exposures and 94 deaths. Pharmacology of these drugs, by and large, all of these exhibit dopamine receptor blockade that's similar to the first generation antipsychotics, although they're thought to have a lower binding affinity. They also are serotonin 5-HT antagonists. The serotonin dopamine antagonism is thought to be the reason why these atypical antipsychotics can be given at smaller doses and, again, have the fewer extrapyramidal side effects. They are rapidly absorbed after oral administration and undergo a first-pass hepatic metabolism. Given all that, probably more than anybody wanted to know about the antipsychotics that belong to the atypical class, the clinical question, Mark, that you're going to address today is how safe are these newer antipsychotic drugs when used in clinical practice?
Yeah, well, we know that there probably is a benefit in terms of tardive dyskinesia and some of those complications, but we also know that older typical antipsychotics like thyridazine, Thorazine and Haldol are associated with an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. Now, these researchers used data from the Tennessee Medicaid program, which has been a really good source for this kind of data because they are able to track diagnoses in patients and link them to death records. And they identified adults between the ages of 30 and 74 who had taken an antipsychotic drug. They then matched them with control patients who hadn't taken an antipsychotic, and then they linked all of these patients to the death records. They did not have data on deaths occurring in hospital or within 30 days of a hospital discharge, but use was divided into current use, indeterminate use, depending on how their prescriptions had been filled, and non-use. And the final population, they had 93,000 drug users, antipsychotic drug users, and twice as many matched controls. And the groups were pretty well matched demographically, but they did differ by psychiatric diagnosis. Not surprisingly, those in the antipsychotic group were more likely to have indications for that drug use. Compared with non-users, the risk of sudden cardiac death was increased among patients taking both typical and atypical antipsychotics, and the incident rate ratio was between 2 and 2.3, and there was no difference between patients taking typical versus atypical in terms of that risk. They looked at sub-analyses and patients with shorter use, no use in the prior 2 years, or more recent use had similar results to the main analysis. They did see a dose-response relationship with the greatest risk in patients who were using high doses of thyridazine, Thorazine. Now, this was an observational study, so there certainly can be confounding. For example, if patients who take antipsychotics because they're schizophrenic smoke more, they might have more heart disease because they smoke more, not because of the antipsychotic. They did try to adjust for this by adjusting in the analysis for known cardiovascular risk factors, when they could get that data. And they also did a secondary analysis where they tried to better match patients according to the likelihood of psychiatric illness. And in those other analyses, they still found this increased risk. So bottom line is that both typical and atypical antipsychotic drugs increase the risk of sudden cardiac death. The absolute risk, which is what as a clinician is probably most meaningful, of sudden cardiac death in these patients is about 1.8 per 100 persons taking the drugs for 10 years. And that's about twice as high as in the general population. Yeah, so the newer drugs aren't safer than the older drugs. And it looked like, based on their analysis of specific drugs, thioridazine, clozapine, and risperidone in higher doses were slightly more risky. So,
interesting. You know, the not to put you on the spot, but are there things that we should be doing with these patients when we do put them on these drugs? I mean, clearly these patients are rarely the epitome of health. In other areas as well, there's certainly a higher incidence of substance abuse, and you know they often don't have access to sound diets and things. But is this at the level that we should be testing or taking this seriously in terms of preventive health?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't think there's any clear recommendation. Remember, we're talking about sudden cardiac death,
right?
And how do you prevent that? There are some studies of fish oils and things like that, and certainly it probably gives us an incentive to try to optimize cardiovascular risk, but it's a tough group of patients to work with. I think the message really is don't use these drugs unless there's a clear indication and a clear evidence of benefit. So don't put patients on these drugs just maybe because they're sundowning in the nursing home.
Right.
And think about the dose. It was dose dependent, so use the minimum effective dose, and probably, at least we may want to think about avoiding thorazine because it did appear to be associated with greater risk than some of the other drugs.
Thanks, Mark, for your perspectives. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, see you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.